Blog Talk Radio.
Bring 150 around front, please.
We designed the F-150 to be tough. And we delivered on towing and payload like you'd expect. We also made it smart, starting with an available hybrid powertrain. This engine also allows you to use your truck as a high-wattage generator. It's the kind of capability that a truck owner's really never had before.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Guys, dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass. Guys, everyone and anyone who knows me knows I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass, because 31 years ago, I was a dumbass, but today, 31 years later, I can honestly say I am now a smartass. I'm saying that to say this, guys. Everyone out there has had a really rough 2 years all over the world. No one should know. No one should feel alone. I am here for you. I am a nutritional health coach. I'm a recovery coach. Please reach out. My services to you are free. You can also purchase my book through Archway Publishing Bookstore, Simon & Schuster. Okay? Nobody should feel alone through all of this. And don't believe the lies, guys. You are not powerless, not over anything, especially with God behind you. Okay? Having said that, I have a really, really cool show for you tonight. You know I bring it, guys, right? I'm bringing it again. So my two incredible guests, I absolutely love them. They're personal friends of mine. I'm going to introduce them first and then tell you a little bit about them. Ken Ryan and Linda Garofolo, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, guys. I want to share with everyone all over the world what you guys did for me, because I'll never forget it, and I just have to give you a shout-out about this. A friend of mine, Shafika, everyone out there on this network knows as well, she lost everything in a fire, because even our producer, Brother O, he did a benefit one night for her on a show, and that was beautiful, and I thank him for that as well. Ken and Linda reached out to me and said, we want to do a benefit, and they did. And I'll never forget that. And I want to share with everyone, Shafika now has a new home. Her ex-mother-in-law, her children's grandmother, helped buy a home with 5 bedrooms for all of them. So I know you're all happy to hear that.
That's great news.
Wonderful.
Isn't that great? I want to thank all of you, Brother O, you guys, everyone who donated, came out. I just want to say thank you. God is good. So how are you guys?
We're hanging in there. We're happy to be here tonight.
Doing well. Happy to be here with you tonight.
We love
That's great. Love you guys, too. How's Mama doing?
Doing well. You know, good days, bad days, but all in all, doing well.
Yeah, I was cracking up because I needed to be uplifted today, and I was listening a little while ago to the song Simple Simon Says.
Okay. Put your hand on your head, Simple Simon Says, bring them down by your side, Simple Simon Says.
And that's it? That's all you got for us?
Well, I mean, didn't know you wanted the whole thing. I mean, I'd have to charge royalties then.
All right, say hello to everyone. Tell them who you are.
I am Frank Jekyll. I am the founding member of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, and I recorded those songs many years ago.
Oh, wow. So, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yes.
Same here.
So I wanted to surprise you guys with him. I love him.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? So, Frank, before you go, I want to first of all thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing that for us. But
oh, my pleasure.
Tell all the listeners out there, we've got probably over 15 million tonight. Tell all the listeners out there a little bit about the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Well, we formed back in the fall of 1966. We recorded some demos in March of 67. They were heard by a producer, Jeff Katz and Jerry Kazimetz, who got us a recording contract with Buddha. And they sent us in the studio, we recorded Simon Says. And so that was the beginning. And we were just a garage band. We were, you know, we weren't professional by any stretch of the means. The youngest guy was still in high school.
And 1-2-3 Red Light.
And 1-2-3 Red Light. And after that, Indian Giver. So
that's right.
Very lucky to have had three records that went gold. And we're very proud. We're very proud of that.
So
that
thank you, my
cool.
darling. Isn't that cool, Ken? I mean, listen, everybody knows those songs all over the world.
Yep, absolutely.
So, okay, Ken and Linda, say your thank yous and goodbyes to him because he's got to hang up now. I love you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for calling in on our little on our interview tonight.
Yes,
we appreciate it.
Good night. Thank you.
It was my pleasure, and have a great show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I love him. So now it's all about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit. You'll have like the first 15 good minutes, and then we'll start playing some of your music and take callers. But tell everyone out there a little bit about what got you guys into this, and a little late in life as well. These guys are incredible singers. We're talking about great entertainers. Ken does DJing. He does open mic nights, everything. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we got started, you know, doing our little show about 4 years ago. I started by myself and eventually dragged Linda into it because, thank God, 8 years ago I met her.
Having a ball. I love it. Thank you.
And we love great vocalists. That's what we mainly feature in our show. You know, Sinatra, Elvis, Engelbert, Tom Jones, country, Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr., anything that has a great vocal to it, we love to sing it. And we don't do an impersonation. We do a tribute to the music.
Right.
And that's, you know, and Linda with the Carpenters, Cher, Ann Murray, Barbara Mandrell, and I can go on and on. And it's just something we love to do. We love the era of music that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been such a joy for the last 4 years.
Well, Linda, why don't
tell
everyone a little bit about your part in this, because you guys together are incredible. Tell everyone a little bit about your part in this.
Thank you, Jerry. You know what? When I started out, like I said, I never would sing in public. It took me a long time. And finally, when I was able to do it, and I realized that it was, you know what, I always loved music, and I always, there was always a song in my heart. No matter what I was going through in my life, there was a song that was fitting that one feeling that I was having. So since I was a little girl, I always had this beautiful music that I loved, but I never really expressed it to anybody until Ken came along. He brought the music out in me. He really did. He really did, I have to say.
And as I've said before, you know, without her push, you know, I wouldn't be doing this, because the day we met 8 years ago, she started pushing me.
I did.
And it took her 4 years to finally push me over the edge to start doing a little bit of show. And it's really grown leaps and bounds in the last 4 years.
And then you pushed me, and here we are today on the Jerry Tito Show.
That's right.
Oh, I love this. So, Linda, you don't have to tell your age, even though you look like you're 20 years younger than you are. But
Thank you, darling.
Tell everyone how old you were when you really started doing this. This is important.
Oh,
it's going to give other people encouragement.
Yes, I started doing the show when I was 54 years old. you know, been singing all my life.
It's amazing.
You know, not
right.
not singing, but, you know, karaoke and this and that since the 80s. But then, you know, life interferes. It goes on the back burner, and thank God I refounded again in 2010 and then met Linda in 2014. And in 2018 yeah. we started, and still going strong. And, you know, my big push was seeing Engelbert at Count Basie Theater in 2017. That was the final straw that made me know that, you know, here's an 80-year-old man having fun, not putting myself on his level in any way. But here's an 80-year-old man loving it, enjoying it, still with a great voice. And I said in the back of my head, you know, maybe I can do this for a while.
You know what, Jerry? You know, I started a little bit later. I'm proud to say that I'm still here. I'm 61, and I am coming out of my shell finally. It took me a long time, but I'm here.
You know, I'm the same age as you, and you know what,
girlfriend?
Happy. No, but I'm so happy you said that, because that's going to give inspiration to so many people out there who feel like they're at a certain age and they can't, but they can.
Yes, absolutely. If there's a song in your heart, it come out of your mouth too.
Yeah. Good one.
It's amazing. I mean, even Ken Brady, remember? They drove to that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys surprised me. He's almost 80. I mean, think about all this.
Right?
Right.
And an amazing talent. Oh, please.
I mean, you know, and even John Monforto, I mean, he's getting up there. I don't want to call him old. He's getting up there, and he's still incredible. I mean, he was at the benefit.
He's
amazing.
You want to talk about amazing, multifaceted.
I love him. Amazing.
You know, but you guys, let's talk a little bit about you guys together, what you do. So the first time I ever saw you, I'm going to share this as well with everyone. So, I went to see you guys on purpose, and the show was amazing. And first of all, not only are you beautiful, incredible singers, but the entertainment part, that's over the top. And that's what people who come to a dinner show want to experience. Mm-hmm. And this is when I said, you guys owned a piece of my heart. You were bringing people up to your mic. It was open mic night, and you were letting anyone and everyone come up and sing. You had some great entertainers. You had people that just like to sing karaoke. And you brought up someone who was a little disabled.
Yes.
I will never forget that, and I actually got to hug her outside. Yes.
Yeah, she's a beautiful soul.
Yep, and that was when I said they now own a piece of my heart.
Yeah, well, you know, when we started the show, we do two sets, and the first set will be us doing our little hour and a half of, tribute to all the different styles of music and vocalists we love. And the second set is requests from the audience and then guest singers, and because I always wanted to make sure the audience was a part of the show and felt like they were in the show. And that was so important, and everybody really, really enjoys that part of the show.
And when you bring your mom, I love Mama, and she's up there, and guess what? She dances, and I just love her.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
We got to strap her to her chair sometimes because she tends to overdo it a little bit at 87, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Hey, she even came to our show, Hamilton Radio. She was our audience, okay? And she's 87, forget it. She doesn't – forget it. I don't even want to go there about your mama with that age. It's crazy to me. It's crazy, right?
Absolutely.
Before we forget to do this, this is very important. I want you to tell everyone about the new CD that you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have one CD we already put out, which was, we had a good time with it. We did it ourselves. We have a new one that's going to be pretty much a tribute to vocalists, strictly vocalists. And it'll be, seven songs from Linda, seven songs from myself, and, a tribute to the great vocalists, great American songbook type stuff.
Right.
And but then we're really pushing to get a Christmas CD out this year.
Yes. This is so cool.
So
this is so
hopefully,
cool.
Hopefully one in August and then one in mid-November.
How can they get in touch with you guys to get the CDs? I don't want to forget to talk about that either.
Well, best bet is Facebook. We're both on Facebook, Ken Ryan or Linda Garofalo. And just friend us on Facebook, and it'll all be advertised on there. All of our shows are advertised on there.
Right.
So you can always find us there for sure.
Okay, good. And they could reach out to me, and I'll connect you guys, but that's good. That's great. So, Linda, I want to ask you first, because I love asking certain questions to my guests, my artists, okay?
Okay.
Come
on,
girlfriend. Who inspired you? What singer and or singers and tell us about your fascination. Yes.
Okay. I had many, many people that influenced me as a young child. First, I love Karen Carpenter, Anne Murray, and, of course, my Cher. I love Cher. I used to run inside to watch her show, Sonny and Cher show, and I loved her hair, her nails, her, oh, I loved everything about her. So, yeah, so I had so many people, Donnie and Marie. And my sister, Jeannie, she was, I was Donnie and she was Marie. And Sonny and Cher, she was Sonny, and I had to be Cher, or else we were going to fight. We were going to have a big fight over it. But it was
awesome.
All my whole life. I loved it.
That's beautiful. So,
yeah.
Mr. Ken Ryan, you know, I have the same question for you.
Okay. I would say early on, my early influences were, of course, Elvis to start with, mainly.
Duh.
Well, yeah, everybody knows Jerry knows that, you know, if I didn't say Elvis, I would have been cut off the show right now. Elvis, Tom Jones, Frank Sinatra, Tony Williams from the Platters. And then later, believe it or not until, say, 2015, 2016 and so, Engelbert. Really, he was a later influence vocally because I just my voice kind of tends to match up with his pretty well in a lot of his songs. And the songs he did in a certain period of his career have kind of taken over the show. I really am doing a good portion of his stuff in the show now, and I would say those guys were probably the main influence.
So when you were growing up, did you guys – all right, how do I say this to you? So I know, like, your career came later on in life, and what you're doing now is incredible. But when you
Thank
guys
you.
Were younger, did you sing in choirs or did you sing in school plays or did you do any of that?
Not for me.
Not
no.
me either. I never started singing until I discovered Elvis at about 14 years old. And then I started messing around singing in my bedroom to him and so on and so forth. And the rest that they say is history.
Yeah. And I sang when my kids were in the playroom playing and I would be singing in my bathroom. While they were playing,
so
I would peek in to see if they're okay and then go back in and start singing. But no, never in public.
So, Ken, you said you were singing to Elvis in your bedroom when you were younger. I was kind of doing the same thing in my bedroom to Elvis.
And, you know, we had a fairly large house, and my bedroom was on the other side, and my stepfather always yell up, "Turn that racket off!" And, you know, because from downstairs across the house, it just sounds like noise.
Yeah,
can't tell what's going on, you know.
So let's honor everyone with one of your tracks so they could hear how amazing your voices are. So we have three tracks, guys, and we'll play one first. There we go. We'll surprise you.
Okay.
Of leaving disappears each time. to understand the reason why we can't carry on this way. We're lost in this masquerade.
So beautiful, Linda. You know, my
producer
telling me how smooth it is, and it is. It's beautiful. We have a caller, but before we take our caller, just quickly tell us what that song means to you.
Oh, you know what? Karen Carpenter, as soon as she opens her mouth, her music, her voice is amazing. And it just really, I just love I like the low tones. I like it's very easy and it's a beautiful song.
Very jazzy.
Yeah, very jazzy. I love it.
Well, you did it justice, girlfriend, because it was very smooth, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, beautiful. So let's take our first caller, guys. Hello, caller.
Kiss me each morning for a million years.
I recognize that voice.
How you doing, Ken?
Good, Ken. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm up in Michigan right now, and we're gonna head back home to Florida tomorrow.
Oh, very nice.
They're all glad that I came up here because I brought some nice warm weather to them. Now I'm gonna take it back.
That's
Florida.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, you guys, I'll tell you what, that show that I was on when we did Jerry's birthday surprise thing. It was an amazing show. The entertainment you had there that you put together was just awesome. It was a great, a lot of fun. And I got to tell you, the music that you guys choose to sing and stuff is just, it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The songs that everybody knows, and you do such wonderful jobs on them. So I just, it was my pleasure to meet the two of you, and as far as I'm concerned, we'll be friends forever.
We feel the same. It was an honor to meet you. I mean, your voice is still as great as it ever was, my friend, let me tell you.
Yeah, I always tell my audience, if I can do this another 78 years, I will, and I hope they're all here with me.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly.
Ken Brady, my love. Hi.
Yes, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm good, Sweet Pea. How you doing?
Well, I'm fine. It's been, weather's been nice up here, so it's starting to rain right now. So, but we haven't had any rain since we've been up here. But it's nighttime and almost time for nighty night, and I can't wait to get back home. I'm tired.
Well, I want you to say hello to Cindy for me because she's the one who got you to call in properly, as usual. She keeps you on track.
She's listening.
Yes,
she's listening.
I love you, Cindy. I love you, Sin. But, Ken, I don't want to mess it up. I want you to tell the world who you are.
Me? I'm Ken Brady, of the lead singer of the original Casinos. Hit record was Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye in 1967. We're proud to announce that it's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And myself and one other, Ray White, are the only two members of the Casinos left. And as long as I'm alive, I will keep the legacy of this wonderful group together and let everybody hear the nice music that they've done. So that's what I do, and I'll continue to do it forever.
Beautiful. Thank you, my darling. Yeah.
Music's been
the
good to me, Jared. Over the years.
Thanks,
I love you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling in, Ken.
Okay, no problem with me. What's wrong for the world?
Love you guys.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Take care.
So there you go. I had to surprise you a little bit there.
Oh,
wow,
that was sweet.
That was nice.
He's such a nice man. Beautiful man.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing. And they're away, and they said, no problem, we will do it, of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, all right, so now let's go back to that song, Linda, for a couple minutes, because your voice is so, it is, it's very smooth, it's so beautiful, and when you do songs like that, it really shows your talent. I think what I'm really getting at is this. When you were younger, didn't you realize that?
No, not really. No. I was just so happy that me and my sister were just hanging out and singing like two little girls in our bedroom and having a good time. Yeah, no.
Wow. No music lessons, right?
No, not at all. Never. No.
Beautiful.
So,
oh, I love
you,
your shows.
Thank
I love
you,
your shows. So beautiful.
She, let me tell you, let me jump in for a second. She has worked so hard on the nuances of her voice. When she first started out, she really didn't know how to transition stuff, how to go from high to low, low to high smoothly.
Right.
And man, what an incredible amount
of
What an incredible amount of work she's done to get as good as she is now. It's amazing.
And
thank you.
You know, everybody out there listening has to understand something here, that nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible.
No.
And that's why I love doing certain interviews, you know, with people getting a little up there like we are, right, and still doing what we love, letting people know, please come out of your shell and please do it. Just do it.
Yes. We both jumped into this with no performance experience, no vocal lessons, no technical experience on equipment that I learned over the last 8 years. And people commend us on our sound system, the way we entertain the performances. Like you said, it does our heart such good that we've put the work in the last 8 years. I'm sorry, last 4 years, and it's paid off because just from the people saying how much they enjoy our show.
Right, and you're right about the tech part. I watch you, and I'm like, how the heck you do like 10 different things. So, all right, we have another caller. Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, it might be my uncle. Is this the Godfather?
Hey, who do you think this is, huh?
Oh,
Godfather. Before I talk to you, I got to talk to Linda Garofalo.
Yes, I'm here.
First of all, young lady, I can't stay too long because I got to take care of some business. But I'm going to tell you a couple of things.
Okay.
You know, Ken, he's good, but you're better. Number one, numero uno, you look better. You smell better. And you got four vowels in your last name. So you're Italian, Gabish?
Absolutely, Gabish? Yep. Gabish, yep.
Hey, Ken only has one vowel in his last name, and you can't trust it. Somebody with just a one vowel.
Right? Why sometimes a vowel?
Bet you. I'm not talking to you yet. No.
Oh, my God.
Linda.
That's great.
I'm going to come to one of your shows. I'm going to bring me and the boys.
Good. I'll be honored.
Good. I want you to sing it to me.
Absolutely.
Sing a nice Italian song, like maybe Al di là, Volare. Okay?
Okay. You have a deal. Absolutely.
And I want a free Christmas CD.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You'll get three.
Okay. Now, wait, I've got my nephew wants to say something.
Good morning, Governor. Let me. Hey, yo, who's it? Hey, yo, Ken, are you there?
Rocky.
I'm here.
Yo, Ken, how you doing? You know what I love about you, Ken? You got eye of the tiger. You know, you see something that you want to do, and you just do it. You got the focus, right? Oh, yeah. Adrian loves the way you sing Tom Jones, I'm telling you, all right? But when she's there with me, don't sing that song, all right, because she's going to like you better. Now, Paulie's going to send out some steaks. Oh, I got a question for you. Do you eat raw eggs before you sing?
Yes.
I knew that. I could tell. Next show you come to, I want you to do my favorite song. It goes like this.
I guess, not enough lyrics in that, though, you know?
Just make them up. Just make them up.
That works.
All right, Jerry.
That works, too.
Hey,
you
Rocky.
Guys are doing it. Hey. No, Rocky left. Rocky left. It's me. It's
hey,
James,
how
me.
You doing? John Monforto, everybody.
How are you doing, John?
All,
howdy, folks. I'm
first
great.
First of all, I
want to
let
great.
Everyone
Not
out
as
there
good as...
know. Wait, you're going to get to talk again, John, but I want to let everyone out
okay.
there know who you really are, okay, for a few reasons. Number one, he's one of my closest friends, him and his wife, Debbie. They're like family to me. Mm-hmm. Number two, this guy's never said no to me. He's done everything and anything in his power, him and Debbie, to come out and do events for me. I love them for that. But here's the best part of this. He was actually titled by was it the past mayor of Philly or the one before that?
Yeah. Eddie Rendell.
Okay, that you are the official Rocky impersonator of Philadelphia. But what's really cool now is you are also now one of WBNN's host. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's very
nice.
Cool.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have you to thank for. Got you to thank for that, Jerry. Listen, you guys want to be interviewed on my show next week? Come on, say yes, please.
Sure. Sure.
Yay!
I love him.
I don't have a show next week. Oh, drag. Oh,
well, I guess I'm not going to be on.
Well, look. No, listen, I can't stay long, but I just want to say, hey, congratulations to you guys for numerous reasons.
You.
Number one,
thank you.
You know, having the chutzpah to do what you're doing that late in life.
Amazing.
True.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
And
well, we appreciate
how many impersonations,
that,
John. Wait, John, how many impersonations do you do? I think he got cut off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No, actually, he left, Jerry. After we hope to bring him right back on. But I want to say something to Linda.
Yes.
Hey, Linda, it's Bravo. First of all, I like the way you did that song because it did remind me of Karen Carpenter. The style.
Oh, thank
the
you.
The style.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
And we really miss Karen. We really miss Karen. I mean, it was a lot of times, you know, growing up in California. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of easy, you know, 101 or whatever they call it in Philadelphia. It was easy 97 out there in Los Angeles, Jerry.
Right.
And
right.
You would hear Kevin, you would hear Karen Carpenter at least on a 3-hour automobile ride. You'd probably hear Karen Carpenter about mm-hmm. 9 times. She was a wonderful spirit. It's just a shame.
Wow.
A shame what happened
is.
To Karen.
It is.
It's very sad.
What a beautiful
right,
voice.
Guys.
Silence too early. Yeah.
It was so unavoidable, too.
Yeah, I watched the movie. The movie that they had on her, and I love it. Yeah, it is sad.
It's just sad. I mean, especially the early 80s, when she was going through bulimia, now it's two, I don't want to take too much of the time, but I had to come on, Jerry, say this. It's two artists, that really haunt me. And I know you guys know music. One is Karen Carpenter, and the other is the great Phyllis Hyman. Both of those young ladies were going through hell. Hell. And, of course, we know Phyllis Hyman committed suicide. So, hey, man, suicide awareness month, man. Please, 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 guys, the life you say may be your own. Help up. It's just wonderful.
In a certain sense, Karen Carpenter's was actually kind of suicide too, but slower.
Yeah.
Really?
You're right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If she was around today, it would have been a whole different story with the help and the knowledge of the disease there is now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So, Brother O is not just the producer of WBNN. Brother O is a Hall of Fame DJ, Internet International, and producer. I just want to let you guys know that.
Wow.
Okay.
Great.
That's right.
Listen. First of all, she's always starting that mess, and I'm getting off this phone, but I got something to say to Jerry Petito.
Okay.
Because it's historic. This young lady is trying to become the first host in WBNN history to have five double-digit listening records. We call it connection records, but it's around the world. It's the top listening record of all time, the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Tonight, she just achieved her seventh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations.
Wow.
The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining for the class of 2019, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, the 2019 WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Mandela Award recipient, and our Jersey Jewel, Ms. Jerry Petito, on your WBNN All-Time Connection Record tonight, which is your 60th all-time and 7th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our first ever Hall of Famer. May she rest in peace.
Wow. Oh my God. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, we are not worthy. Yes, you are. You guys helped me get there. Thank you. Brother O, I love you for being the one to give me my 60th. So thank you so much. I'm a little choked up right now. I didn't expect that from you, and thank you for that. Beautiful. Wow. Okay. So I will take a deep breath here. You guys just helped me achieve that, so thank you.
Our pleasure. You deserve it.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. So we are going to now honor everyone with another track of yours. We need it. Let's hear it.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now, glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything. for a moment, wasn't I a king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all, and now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, better left to change. I could admit the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
So beautiful. Ken Ryan, baby, before we take our next call, tell us what that song meant to you.
Well, it's one of my favorite country songs of all time by one of my favorite country artists, Garth Brooks. And I tend to, if I don't close the show with a big Engelbert or My Way, I'll close the show with that song because it has such a great message to it. I love seeing songs that have a message and have a feeling to them that comes across to the audience. And you know, I'll do with that song, believe it or not. Every time I sing it, I'll walk around the crowd and shake hands and thank everybody for coming. Because it's just, the song really hits me. It really does.
Beautiful. I love it.
Well, it hit me, that's for sure. So, wow, absolutely beautiful. Wow. Okay, I'm a little emotional tonight for so many reasons. Okay, so let's take our next caller.
Hi, peace and blessings, Jerry.
Oh, Sister Bessie, how are you, sweetheart?
Hi, sweetheart. I wanted to call in and give my support to you and your wonderful guests. The songs are so beautiful, and I just love the music that they're singing and you're playing tonight. And I think it's a wonderful show that you do. And I just wanted to let you know, I love you.
Oh, Sister Bessie, I love you too. Tell everyone when your show is next.
I'm not sure. I know I was on the 29th last month.
Yes, so 4 weeks. Yeah, so 4 weeks from that.
Yes, four weeks I will be back on.
Yeah, and Sister Bessie, I absolutely love you. I thank God for you. And what you've done for this network is amazing. So thank you for calling in. Guys, she has an incredible show. And,
oh, wow.
You know, tell Ken and Linda the name of your show.
The Front Porch by Sister Bessie.
It's really cool. She gives you
check it out.
Yes. She gives you a lot of information, guys, okay?
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
So, yes. So, you know, Sister Bessie was also a Hall of Fame nominee. She is amazing. And what she's done for this, for WBNN, I can't even tell you. Okay, she's one of the first here, yes. So, yes. So now, Ken,
yes.
I want to talk a little bit more about the song we just played.
Okay.
Because when you said that at the end of your show, sometimes if you sing it, you'll go around shaking people's hands and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You might want to think about doing that, not just most of the time. That can be your trademark.
Yeah, well, when I sing that song, yes, because if even if I sing it like before the last song of the show, I will do that because that's the kind of song where it I'm expressing my appreciation to everybody, you know, that I wouldn't miss doing the show for the world for them, and that's kind of the message of the song.
Right. Okay, so that's beautiful then. Good. Yep, I love it. You know, we talked a little bit on the last interview about, like, the support you guys got, which was beautiful. And Mama, you know, I love her. And I have to just say something. When she was in our audience, you know, she was telling me all these cute little stories, right, about you when you were growing up and everything. She is one proud mama.
No, there's no doubt about that.
Okay. And, you know, look who she created. Look who she created. I just have to say that. Because you guys.
Absolutely,
Both of you, Lynn. You know, you're.
We're very blessed and lucky. We're blessed and lucky. There's no doubt about it.
Yes. Yes. So we have another caller, guys. You guys are very popular. You're making me very popular tonight, guys, okay? So, all right. Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Who's calling?
Hi. My name is Jean Marie. I'm from New Jersey. And
hi.
I just have to say I've been to a couple of Linda and Ken shows, and they really are amazing. So what I first want to say for Linda, the one thing that I love about your voice, I love the way you sing Cher. And every song
you do.
Oh, you're welcome. And every song you do, like, I can feel it. Like, you really put a lot of feeling into it. And there was one time when I was at your show, and one song in particular. Now, I don't like crying in public, but you actually brought tears to my eyes when you sang Make the World Go Away.
Oh, I love that song. Thank you so much.
You totally blew me away. I just stood there. I had tears in my eyes. I was, because I felt it. I was having a bad day that day.
And all
I wanted to do was really make the world go away. So when you sang it, you felt it, and you totally brought it to my heart. So you guys are really amazing. And Ken,
thank you. Yes.
One thing I love. Where did you get your moves from?
I love it.
Jumping beans in the pan before the show.
I'm like, whoa. And then also, Ken, I love when you get people up there. And one of my favorite songs that you do towards the end, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah,
everybody.
That's a happy song.
Yes, everybody loves that song and getting involved and standing up and standing on chairs and putting their arms in the air. It's so much fun.
That's great.
So I just want to say, and Jerry, congratulations to you as well.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
On everything you're doing. Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys are all amazing. And, you know, I don't want to take any more time because I know you have a lot of other callers. But, you know, Ken and Linda, just keep on going because you
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
you
for
make
your beautiful
thank
words.
You, sweetie. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
That was
amazing. That, I can't believe it. That's sweet. I think I'm going to have tears now.
That was beautiful. I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
So... before we take another caller, let's talk a little bit more about Elvis. You know, we have to go there, right? You know, we have to go there. So a little bit more about Elvis, because you and I have talked about Elvis and, you know, I know this is very hard to say what's your favorite Elvis song, because I have mine in categories. It's very difficult. But give me like three of Elvis's songs that really meant something to you.
Three of Elvis's songs. Well, I love his version of My Way. I sing that in virtually every show, if maybe 75 to 80%, if not more, of the shows. It's so hard. There are so many.
It is hard.
Let me think for a second. My favorite Elvis period was 68 to 73. That
right.
era when he came back, and a lot of the music
yeah.
he made at that time was so poignant and had so many, you know, and it's funny. I like so many of his lesser well-known songs, you know, the song from 1975, Pieces of My Life. Very introspective song. If you listen to the lyrics, Hurt, his version, his live version of Hurt, you know, that's one of my favorites to sing in the shows, even though it's not the easiest, but it's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And one of my favorites of his that I did quite a bit early on in the shows was his live version of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Okay.
Very, very, I love that song. And then, you know, we get into the up-tempo stuff, Polk Salad, Annie, Suspicious Minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those from the 70s. I love those songs, too.
Well, before we take our call, I just want to say one thing to everyone out there, because this is going to happen, and you guys don't know what I'm going to tell you either. So tonight, the 68 comeback special, Elvis Presley's, right?
Yes.
Do you know who put that together? A gentleman named Stephen, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Stephen Binder, right? I'm going to be interviewing him, guys. Yep.
Oh,
so cool.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. I will keep you posted. All right.
Absolutely.
So now, let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Mo Garman.
Hi, Mo. How are you, sweetheart?
I am fine. I wanted to call in and support your show. I tuned in late, but I listened to one of the songs, and it was really phenomenal. I was like, wow, I should have got here earlier, but I had a personal matter I had to send to. But congratulations on your record tonight.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So, you're welcome.
Mo, beautiful Mo, tell my guests, Ken and Linda and everyone out there, about your show, who you are.
Well, my show is called Breaking the Silence, and my next show is on Friday, June 17th. And we talk about issues.
That's right, issues.
Issues.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Okay. I love that. So, Ken and Linda, this is Mo, and she's a beautiful, beautiful person inside and out. And her show
nice
is
to meet
awesome
you. Pleasure.
As well. Yes,
you as well.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. Thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mo.
Take
care. Have a great night.
Girl.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank sweetheart. You. So, guys, we are going to play your third track.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's have it.
I'm so hurt to think that you lied to me. I'm hurt way down deep inside of me. You said our love was true, and we never, ever part. Now you've got someone new, and it breaks my heart. Darling, I'm so hurt because I still love you so. But even though you hurt me, yeah, like nobody else could ever do, I would never, ever
come on. Are you kidding me? Okay. Listen, Elvis is smiling down, baby, at you. Thank you for doing that.
No problem.
My gosh. One of the most beautiful Elvis songs ever. You did it.
That's
incredible.
Thank you so much. That's not an easy one.
No, it's not. All right.
really quick, what does that song mean to you?
Oh, it's so hard. It's the emotion behind it, for one thing. And it's just the power. You know, every once in a while, you just love to just let go and just let your voice go and see what it can do. And that's just, you know, but there's also a tender message behind the song, but done powerfully, if that makes any sense.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Linda, what do you think about that before we take our caller?
Oh, my, I don't know how he hit those high notes. I really don't.
Me either.
I'm always like, yes. And at the end, it's like, well, I'm clapping and forget it. I'm his number one fan. Well, number two
yes.
now.
Real quick, baby.
Yeah.
Real quick, whenever I'm doing a song like that in the show, like where Tom Jones,
right.
Never Fall in Love, or
yeah.
I Who Have Nothing, or something like that, Linda and my mother will be at the table, and they're holding the hands, and they're squeezing the hands, hoping that I don't miss the note.
That's great. I love it. All right. Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, sweetie. Tell everyone
Angela.
Who you are.
Angela, calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh.
How are you tonight?
So, Ken and Linda, this is Angela. She has a show on WBNN as well. Tell everyone the name of your show, sweetie, and when it will be.
It's called Walking Purpose with Angela, and it's on tomorrow night.
Okay.
So the reason why we're giggling, Ken and Linda, is this, okay? So she's on the night after me. So you know what happens that night? I have
what?
To give my crown of glory over to her because she will be breaking a record.
Oh,
oh wow. Nice.
Okay. Yes. Yes, she will.
Cool.
Oh, wow. How you doing, Angela?
I'm fine. I'm sitting here enjoying the show, enjoying your guests. Thank you guys for coming on and sharing tonight.
Thank you.
Y'all are
such
inspiration.
I just
want y'all to know that y'all are such inspiration. Just to hear, you know, y'all not giving up and pushing and just to let people know that you can do anything if you want to. Where there's a will, there's a way. And y'all are examples of that. Y'all not just telling people to do it. Y'all are examples of that. So thank you. Jared,
thank you
so much. Thanks for those beautiful words. We appreciate that.
We do appreciate it. Thank you.
I love you, Jerry. Thank you.
I love you, Angela. And listen, I'm going to be happy to give you the crown tomorrow night, girl. Okay.
Amen. Amen. All right. Love you.
Thank you. Angela. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Angela.
Angela is awesome, and yes, trust me, she will be taking that. We used to make fun of each other, and she's like, "I'm stealing that crown, Jerry," and I'm like, "Don't worry, I'm going to be happy to give it to you, girl." So I hope she does. So we have another caller, guys. Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Wow. Hello.
Hi, good evening, Jerry. How are you? This is Dr. Chinchilla J, Commissioner of WBNN. And good evening to your guests, Linda and
Hello.
Ken.
Good evening.
I've been enjoying the show tonight, Linda and Ken. I've been enjoying your music.
Thank you.
Karen Carpenter was and still is one of my favorite vocalists. I used to do some of her music. And awesome. It's a shame that, you know, she died so young.
I know.
And as for Elvis, when I was a little girl, I used to watch all of his movies, and I think everybody during that era watched all of his movies, and you know, the movies were great because he always sang in his movies, and so And as for Tom Jones is another awesome male vocalist, and he was. One of the judges, what is that show? I think it's one of those shows, either The Voice or X Factor.
The Voice
X Factor.
UK, yes.
Yeah. And so on him and Jennifer Hudson, they did, it's a shame. I cannot think of that song. It's one of my favorites, too. But they did that song, one of his songs on there. And, oh, my God, it was so good. They blew it out of the water. Blew it out of the water. It was really awesome. But keep doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
You're wonderful. Yes.
Thank you so much.
To you, Jerry. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Another great show, and congratulations on your 60th all-time connection record. Wow.
So,
and that's like 1 year older than me because I'll be 59 in August. So now you're like last month, you were 59, and I'll be 59 in August. And now your record is 1 year older than me. That's awesome.
Oh, wow. So, wait, don't go anywhere yet because this is our commissioner of WBNN. And she does an incredible job. If I'm not mistaken, you're every Sunday, correct?
Correct.
So she's the only host that does a show once a week for us, which is amazing. And tell them the name of your show.
Okay, the show is called News Forum with Chinchilla J. And every week the show is on different types of injustices in America. I concentrate a lot on wrongful convictions and all types of injustices. This past Sunday, we talked about gun violence in America, you know, in lieu of all of the mass shootings, and gun violence is so very rampant in this country now. And we're going to be addressing those issues again this coming Sunday.
Okay.
Because it's needed.
Beautiful.
And, you know, we're going to be talking about mental health and all that stuff as well, because most of the stuff stems from mental problems and, you know, these things that people really need to look into as to what causes these mental issues and what triggers this type of violence. It's just crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Chinchilla.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome, Jerry. Love you.
Chinchilla, love you too.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you.
Got the commissioner to call in for you guys. Yes.
Wow.
All right. So what is it, what would you like, and I'm going to use the word fans because they are your fans. I'm a fan. What would you guys like to tell all your fans? A little bit of inspiration here. Whatever you want to tell them, I want to hear from both of you. Linda, why don't you go first?
Okay. You know what? I just would like to say that I am so happy to be here and finally using my voice and not being afraid anymore and being shy. You know what? Shyness gets you really nowhere in life. And I'm happy I'm coming out of my shell. And I'm going to keep pushing along, and Ken's going to keep pushing me, and it's going to be wonderful. And I'm just going to keep going, and I'm really enjoying the ride right now. It's really beautiful that I met along the way.
Beautiful. Ken?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that the show they see now is the show they'll see tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next year and the next 10 years, because it's not mine and Linda's show. It's everyone's show, and it'll always be that way. And anyone that ever comes to our show will always feel like they're a part of it.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. You know, let me ask you something. So when you say so that everyone feels like they're a part of it, and you do, what you do is amazing, like I said before, right? But when did that what happened to you to make you say, this is how I wanted it to be?
Well, the first time I ever sang in public was in the late 80s, and it was karaoke. And people, you go to a karaoke show, sometimes there's 25, 30, 40 singers that want to get up there and sing. Not all of them good, and, you know, he's not putting anybody down. But, you know, some great singers that you're amazed they're not doing their own show, and some that just love to sing. People love to sing. Their bathroom, their car, anywhere. And so we wanted to offer a little bit of that to people that we knew, because we had many friends at karaoke. So, you know, if you come to our show and you want to sing a song, you're going to sing a song. And that's how we want to always have it as long as we're doing a show, because it's so important that, you know, people love to have an outlet. And as I said before, we want to give back, period.
Good. That's beautiful. Okay, so we have another caller for you,
okay.
Famous people. We have another caller in queue. Let's take our caller.
Hi there, Miss Jerry Petito.
Hi there, Miss Ava Holly.
Oh, you knew it was me. all right, couple things to say. You know, I always have something to say. First of
yes.
all, I love Brother O. I just love Brother O. I love the callers that called in, and I've listened to each one of their shows, and they're just amazing, just amazing. I want to give a shout out to my also good friends, John and Debbie Monforto. You know, I always have to think twice when I say her name because her other name is Fleming. It's Debbie Fleming Monforto, and I always want to call her Peggy Fleming. So I always have to think when I say Big John and Debbie, it's Debbie, and she knows I do that. I told her that a million times. But I want to give a shout out to Ken Brady, who I was fortunate to meet at your fundraiser, and congratulate him on his Hall of Fame induction. I want to give a shout out to my very good friend, Jerry Petito, and congratulations on your 60th all-time connection record. I had my first on my show last month, so I'm so excited that you had your 60th. That is just amazing. And I apologize for my voice. I've been under the weather for the past couple of weeks, so
you
getting a little
great,
better
Ava.
Today. Thanks.
So now,
it's your guest. Oh, my God. Your rendition of Hurt, Ken. Oh, my God. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And Linda, we were a Cher family. I even dressed as Cher for Halloween a couple times. My mother loved Cher. God bless her. She's no longer with us. But she loved Cher. I even took her to see Cher live, you know, where she got to see her before.
Yeah. I saw it three times.
So that was great.
Yeah.
And as far as Elvis goes, Jerry knows. And
that's
an Elvis at heart. That's how Jerry and I met over Elvis. But Jerry, put aside the 24th of June because I'm buying you a ticket to the new Elvis movie with Tom Hanks, and you and I are going. So put that date aside. We'll talk about it later. But I love your guests. I love your show. And you know, this is all. This music is all me. So I love it. And thank you guys for being a part of WBNN. I wish you much success in what you're doing. You're very inspirational.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Wait, girl. Wait. Okay, not so quick. All right, first of all, Ava Holly is a very good friend of mine. We connected her with Hamilton Radio. She now has a show here on WBNN. But aside from that, it's because of Ava that I met John and Debbie Monforto. She had actually like a little award ceremony, and she gave me an award that night, and they were sitting there, and I have to tell this little story. She had us at the same table. It was like half booth, half table, so they were sitting in the chairs, and I'm sitting in the booth staring at John the whole time, and I'm thinking his wife's going to want to hit me. So all of a sudden, I look over, and I go, I'm sorry, Debbie. I promise you I'm not flirting with him. I can't stop staring at him. He looked like Rocky. She goes, it's okay. We get that all the time. I said, I'm losing my mind right now. So it was because of you, Ava. So thank you, girlfriend.
Oh, you're welcome. I knew you guys would hit it off, and aren't they the nicest people? And it seems like Ken and Linda are the nicest people, too, just hearing them talk so down to earth, so from the heart, and just beautiful.
Ava was at our fundraiser. Ava was there with her hubby, yes. Tell everyone about your show.
So my show is The Casual Chat, the same name for both shows at Hamilton Radio and WBNN. And we talk about everything. I have guests on from all different walks of life and all different things that they want to talk about. So it's a lot of fun. We always try to make it fun, stay positive, you know.
Right.
But thanks, Jerry. My next show will be June 8th. So if you can, tune in. And, you know, thank you, Jerry.
Great.
Thank you so much for calling.
Love you guys.
So, guys, it's about that time. So before I bring on my mother, the mother and father's favorite producer, before I bring him on, we're not going to Ngozi time quite yet. I would like you to have final words
for everyone.
Linda, you go first. Ladies first.
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, this last Thursday and tonight has been amazing. I never dreamed that I would ever be on your radio, on a radio show, your radio show. And I, you know what? I'm very blessed and I am honored that I'm doing this, and I have Ken as my partner. And Jerry, you're my a beautiful, beautiful soul, and I love you. And thank you so much for inviting us tonight.
Oh my gosh, Ken.
Okay, now to repeat what Linda said, thank you so much, because without you doing what you're doing for us, our message wouldn't really be getting out there as much as it is, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to say is, to people out there that have an ability and have a talent, don't waste it. I feel, even though I'm doing the show now, that maybe I might have wasted it a little bit by not starting it sooner and, you know, gotten my our voices out there earlier. So if you have a desire to sing and you can sing, go do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
Never too late. Never too late.
Well, I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, okay, because you know how I feel about you guys and Mama, and I just love you guys. And you guys are two of the most beautiful souls I've ever met. And everything that you do for everyone. And just thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you
anytime.
Guys.
We're here for you anytime you need us.
And I feel the same way, so thank you. I want to thank all my listeners out there and everyone that called in tonight especially. I mean, without them, right, I'd be talking to myself if I didn't have them, right? And I would be talking to myself if I didn't have my guests. You guys helped me get there with my 60th. I love you guys. So
love you too.
Congratulations, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. I will be closing out the show with my radio poem that Brother O loves, so don't go anywhere. But right now, guys, are you ready? It's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, our Hall of Fame, Brother O.
Well, thank you for all the folks out there who, you know, a lot of callers, you know, after Ngozi time, you know, kind of, I can't bring you on, but I want to thank you for listening. Huni Bakatun was listening tonight. He's in travels, but he was listening tonight, Jerry, and I know he sends his blessings. It's funny that you said that, Ken, about starting late. I didn't get a chance to do, you know, broadcasting until, you know, I was after my 42nd birthday in 2012. Mm-hmm. Me and the young lady by the name of Ricky R. Jones, right? Jerry Pacito started something called House in Days Productions on October 4th, 2012. And we called it the imperfect practice, where we just winged it until we got to the point where we were able to be able to split apart. To where she did her thing, great show on Blog Talk Radio called Hanson Footprints, which is your legacy, and then I started Beverly Nation. And it's amazing. It was your time. You didn't waste time. You were called to do it when you needed to do it. Yes, you can talk chronologically about, man, I wonder if I started at 19, you know, or, you know, with me, you know, I did so many things, was in the service, did a lot of things, you know, and I had a degree that I wasn't using. You know, I had a master's degree when I wasn't even using it. And it's crazy. It really is crazy. I'm like, man, so I'm doing other things. And I really, you know, stressing upon my degree. And then something happened, man, that has changed the world. And it's called internet radio. You know, something as a kid, you never would dream about being on. First of all, you knew about computers. And I'm a 70s kid. You know about computers, like little dots going across the screen, right? But who knew that the computer would be able to do what we're doing tonight, guys?
Right,
be able to simulcast in over 57 countries, translated in 47 of them.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
It's amazing. And then, you know, when we broadcast through the arm of Blog Talk Radio, but through our analyses and technology, you know, we spring across the world in every country almost. And I'm talking about live. And then sometimes with simulcast. So sometimes in some countries, our show doesn't start till 30 minutes later. Okay, and a lot of people in the network never knew that. But some of our shows don't always start at 9:30 to anywhere else. And some shows start an hour later. But we all, they get there. And, you know, that's on a few countries. But we broadcast live in 47 countries straight up. That's when our simulcast. That's our transfer.
Hmm.
So I'm really proud of you guys.
Hey,
yeah, man. Yeah, you know, I'm on 6 days a week. I've never missed a day. since I've been here since, our, you know, since Beverly Nation been in existence. I've never missed a night since February 4th, 2013. Never missed a night.
Wow.
All right, I've been on every single show. I've heard every single show. We've had over 100, and Jerry knows the story. We had over 183 hosts come through here. Now we have a roster with 24 people come, people go, you know, whatever it is, it is what it is. But we're so blessed to have this type of vehicle. I mean, I'm just so proud of it. And I'm proud of every host, from my first ever host, Antonia Bat, to our newest host. You know what I mean? You know, I'm just very, very proud of what you guys do as well, because without, like Jared Peter says, without you guys, we're nothing. I'm gonna bring on someone who's very important, and it is Huni Bakatun. And Huni, he's gonna be the last call of the night. But Huni, talk to us about how you feel about the Hall of Famer, and then I'm gonna do Ngozi time right after him, Jerry.
Okay.
Yes, indeed, the Ebony Elvis is in the building. Love this young lady. When I say I love this young lady, man, she's so good for all of us. I'm telling you. I mean, you are one of the greatest gifts that the Most High has sent into the world, a true woman of God. Now, everyone knows, honest to your very honored special guest that came up here and did their singing, I had to pull over and do a standing ovation, especially when the young lady got down and sung the masquerade. I just thought,
oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jerry, man, I mean, you know, the good thing about it, I love this age. Because it's digitized. A lot of information was lost, like the Hall of Fame four-time was speaking about. But this time around, with the documentation and the coming of a Jerry Petito and her being enshrined into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, along with some of the other greats, but this is strictly about Jerry. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You know, your Ebony Elvis, love you. I appreciate everything that you have done for me. The things in which you've done for the greatest network, internet radio, that's WBNN. And you already know how I feel about you. I appreciate everything that you've done for me because of through you, that was my campaign manager at one time, that and your influence that allowed me to be able to be in front of a lot of people who did not know about me, the Magic Man. So thank you so much and congratulations, okay?
Well, don't you go anywhere. So I want Ken and Linda to know a little bit about you. First of all, this guy flew out to meet me, okay, at a show I put on in Hamilton Township years ago with Brother O. Brother O was in Philly at the time, and he flew to Brother O, and they came to the show. I'll never forget that. That's number one. Number two, he is also in the Internet International Hall of Fame for radio show host and Lifetime Achiever. This
wow,
is Huni
nice.
Bakatun, that's right, a.k.a. Magic Man. So I love this guy right here. He is family. Huni, tell everyone the name of your show and when it's on.
The name of my show is We Will Aware You, and actually it's coming on Thursday at 9:30, and I'm speaking about a subject that's very, very important, and this is fear of the fathers. To give you the front line of it, too many young men and all types of men are attacking women. And to me, it's unheard of. I'm 54 years young. But I came up during an era that we had fear in the form of reverence to a father, that we wouldn't dare do certain things that some of these people are actually doing.
Okay.
I can't even call them men, that they're doing to these young ladies. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, fear of the fathers coming up Thursday, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, wow.
So, you know,
nice. Very
interesting.
Yeah.
So, Ken and Linda, listen, I never can hold on to my crown too long. Look at who's after me. We've got Angela, then we've got Huni. I mean, it's over.
A lot of amazing people.
Yes.
So, I love you, Huni. Thank you. So,
now
it's Ngozi time, baby.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks who counted that robbery. Just to be here. Angela Thomas Smith, Marion, I'm telling you, our former commissioner said some great things, some crazy things that come out from the mental, because she talked about walking the walk, you know, walking the walk and talking the talk. And that's very, very important. You know, you have to be an example. You know, you can't tell your people to be on time unless you're on time. You can't expect your people to be excellent in broadcasting unless you're excellent. And that hit home with me because that's the image and the message I've always tried to bring across to all the people here. No, you're not always going to agree with me, but that's okay. As long as you understand that you have a job to do here at WDN, and that is to change lives, to change people, to touch people. And that's it. You know, to save lives. You know, and of course, I always say, do you know where your children are right now? Congratulations to Geraldine Petito, the good old Florida she is from Long Island. I can go there. From Hamilton, from, you know, Capital Radio, shout out to them, what they do on a constant basis. I love you guys. I love your shows. Love your content. But, you know, I always called Jerry Petito before because she grew up in Long Island City, New York. But, you know, now she's in Robbinsville. She's in Jersey. She grew up. So I always tease her with that. But she's not only an outstanding historic and Hall of Fame broadcaster, but also a great friend. And always keep her in constant prayer because, you know, she's needed. And I was talking to someone today, and we talked about, you know, she's one of the most positive energies I've ever seen. You know, that's why she keeps on doing what she does. She just can't stop because she's so positive. She's so positive. She's like the sun. Really is. That's why I say the ray of sunshine, and you see it in the video. But congratulations to this young lady on her historic 60th all-time connection record. Only three people have ever done that, and that is the great, great retired Andrea Presley, Hoonie Bakatoon, and now her step to the 6-0. And we're so proud of her. And also something that is, you know, very unique. Right now she has 7 in a row consecutive championships. We have another person that comes on tomorrow night, and she has 7 too. Okay, we want her to break and have her first 8 consecutive all-time connection records. Her name is Angela Thomas Smith, and it's, you know, of course, Walking in Purpose with Angela tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, right here at WDN. And of course, Bingozy Time Multimedia has advertising, and of course, we're on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter. All the other Malay, we go see at Facebook. If any comments or suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, Ola Dele, that goes with mygmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, when goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now we give you back to, in the capable hands of the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting lifetime achievement. And of course, one more can be said by the Jersey Jewel, Miss Jerry Petito. The mic is yours.
So, I'm going to read the Jerry Petito Show poem. This is Brother O's favorite. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, it's something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, now please come along. If you do, I promise with me you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation online talk show radio make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. And on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. But my nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, it was owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, it was all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then, that station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call, good news from me to you, an award out of Germany, my achievements, it's true. You won't believe this, this one is also true, been a nominee for Hall of Fame along with Brother O, who knew? In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Ola Dele Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. Now, in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded. It's done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech. on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we've reached. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. So check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.